是关于父亲节的信息。
So today we have a Father's Day message.
那么这个经文是在《生命记》的一章十九到三十六节。
And the scripture is from Deuteronomy chapter 1:19-36.
好，我们翻到以后，我们一起来读一下好吗
？Let's read this section of scripture when we are there.
我们用起音的方式一起来读，我读单数节，大家读双数节。
Let's read it responsively. I the odd and you the even verses.
十九节，我们照着耶和华我们神所吩咐的，从何烈山起行。经过你们所看见那大而可怕的旷野，往亚摩利人的山地去，到了加迪斯巴尼亚。
And I said to you, you have come to the hill country of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us.
看哪、啊，耶和华你的神已将那地摆在你面前，你要照耶和华你列祖的神所说的上去得那地为业，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
Then all of you came near to me and said, Let us send men before us, that they may explore the land for us and bring us word again of the way by which we must go up and the cities into which we shall come.
这话我以为美，就从你们中间选了十二人，每支派一人。
And they turned and went up into the hill country and came to the valley of Eshcol and spied it out.
他们手里拿着那地的果子下来，到我们那里回报说：“耶和华我们的神所赐给我们的是美地。”
Yet you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God.
在帐篷内发怨言说：“耶和华因为恨我们，所以将我们从埃及地领出来，要交在亚摩利人手中，除灭我们。”
Where are we going up? Our brothers have made our hearts melt, saying.The people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to heaven. And besides, we have seen the sons of the Anakim there.
我就对你们说，不要惊恐，也不要怕他们。
The Lord your God who goes before you will himself fight for you, just as he did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
你们在旷野所行的路上，也曾见耶和华你们的神抚养你们，如同人抚养儿子一般，只等到你们来到这地方。
Yet in spite of this word, you did not believe the Lord your God.
他在路上，在你们前面行，为你们找安营的地方，夜间在火柱里，日间在云柱里，只是你们所当行的路。
And the Lord heard your words and was angered, and he swore.
这恶世代的人连一个也不得见我岂是应许赐给你们列祖的美地
Except Caleb the son of Jephunneh He shall see it and to him and to his children I will give the land on which he has trodden Because he has wholly followed the Lord
好我们一起做个简短的祷告
Let's pray
天父亲爱的主我们感谢赞美你我们把这些你的话语仰望交托在你的手中愿你祝福你的话语也愿你使用小孩子来传讲你的话语
O Lord and we give thanks and praise to you as we read your word we want to commit that, this word and this time into your hands may you bless the speaker
愿你圣灵与我们同在愿我们在这里看到你的荣耀
May your Holy Spirit be with us that we will see your glory here
我们这样的祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ、Amen.
好我们今天的时间很少所以我们尽量能够讲得快一点。
We'll be succinct today.
好，这是我们今天的大纲。首先我们会有一个简介，我会介绍这段经文的背景。
So first I will introduce the background of this section of scripture.
然后第二个部分我们会讲就是上帝是我们的父。
Next I will say that God is our father.
然后第三个部分我们会讲就是说那么作为一个父亲的呼召是什么我们应当怎样来模仿上帝这位天父
And thirdly, I will touch on what is the calling of the Father. How are we to model after God?
那么第四个部分是对所有在座的青少年 做儿女的讲的你们要尊重你们的父亲
And fourthly, for all the youths and the children here, you are to respect your father.
然后最后是总结
And finally, it's the conclusion.
所以我们看一下这个我们首先来介绍一下这段经文的背景
And as the background of this section of scripture,
我们这是一张出埃及的地图，不知道大家能看得清楚吗
？This is the map of an Exodus.
可能非常小，看不清楚，是吧？
Perhaps it's too small to see.
那我们可以看到以色列人这个红点，他们是从歌山地，这个 Land of Goshen， 是从这个地方出发，然后他们要到这个迦南地，要到这里去，对不对？
So the Israelites came from the land of Goshen over at the top left towards the top right, which is the land of Canaan.
So 你们可如果在这地图上看的话，你们可以看这里有一条近路。
So if you see from
这里就上去了。
If you see from the map, there's a shortcut over there through the seaside.
据说这条近路只需要14天的时间。
It only needs 14 days for that short route.
然后你看这里还有一条近路从这里。
And there is another short route just further inland.
但是我们看神带领以色列人走的路是什么？他是从这里，然后走到红海这里，然后红海在这里的话，要过红海，然后走在西乃的旷野里面，然后到西乃山，到西乃山，然后往上走，然后到这个地方就是卡代什巴尼亚。
But where did God lead the Israelites? It went through the Red Sea all the way down south towards Mount Sinai, and then went up north again to Kadesh Barnea.
然后卡代什巴尼亚这个地方就是我们这段经文今天的背景。
And this is where this the background of our section of scripture is at Kadesh Barnea over there.
那在这卡代什巴尼亚这里发生了一件事情，我们待会会讲。
And something happened in Kadesh Barnea we'll mention later.
然后上帝本来带领他们直接从这里进入迦南地，但是因为这件事情发生，所以上帝就带领他们往回走。
So God wanted to lead them straight into Canaan from Kadesh Barnea, but because of the incident, God led them backwards again.
所以他们往回走，然后走到这个地方，然后再从这个约旦河的这个东岸上去，经过摩押的旷野，然后最后走到这里。然后生命记写的时候，他们是在这里。
So they went through down south again, past Jordan, and all the way up north to Dibon, and that's where Deuteronomy is written.
所以当他们在这里的时候已经是四十年过去了。
So when they are there, 40 years have passed.
那么在四十年当中第一代从埃及出来的人都已经死完了。
So in these 40 years, all the first generation of those who came out from Egypt has died.
除了约书亚和迦勒。
Except Caleb and Joshua.
那么第二代人起来了。
The second generation has arisen.
然后摩西在快要在他们快要跨过约旦河的时候进入应许之地的时候摩西在这里摩西在这里给他们重述他们与上帝所立的约。
And before they enter into the land of Canaan, Moses once again reiterate the law that the covenant that God has given to them.
所以是对第二代人然后重述上帝与以色列人所立的约。
And that is to the second generation, Moses reiterate the covenant to them.
所以我们在这里，我们就可以见到这个是一个非常重要的一个时刻。
We see that
在他们即将进入迦南地的时候
thus we see that it is a momentous moment before they enter into the land of Canaan.
然后摩西在这里首先回顾上帝在旷野当中对他们的带领。
And first of all, Moses recapped what God has led them through the land of Canaan.
上帝为他们所做的事情。
The things that God has accomplished for them.
然后在第五章的开始一直到二十六、二十七章，就是说在重述上帝与以色列人所立的约。
And in chapter 5 onwards, he is reiterating the covenant that God has.
然后最后我们在三十几章，我们看到那个约中的咒诅和祝福。
And in the 30 odd chapters, we see the curse and the blessing of the covenant.
所以我们在这第一章里面，我们第一章里面就是说摩西在回顾，就是说他以神在旷野当中对以色列人带领的这个历史。
And so in chapter 1, we see Moses recapping what God has led them through the wilderness.
所以我们今天的这段经文特别是发生在卡代什巴尼亚这个地点的一个事情。
And this section of scripture happened in Kadesh Barnea.
那么在卡代什巴尼亚发生了什么事情呢？
What happened in Kadesh Barnea?
就是他们到卡代什巴尼亚的时候，他们要进入那个应许之地，他们往上走就要进入应许之地了。
So at Kadesh Barnea, they are to enter the land of Canaan. If they go north, further north, they are in the land.
那这个时候，摩西对以色列人说：“你们有十二个支派，每个支派出一个人，我们派遣十二个探子到应许之地去看看。”
And so Moses said to them, "We have 12 tribes. Send one man from each tribe, and we will send them into to spy off the land."
所以他们就派了十二个探子到那个应许之地。
And so they sent 12 spies into the promised land.
然后这个十二个探子回来，然后告诉以色列会众，告诉摩西说：“那个地方真的是美地，那是牛奶与蜜，那里所出来的东西都非常，葡萄都很大。”
The 12 spies came back and told the people that it is indeed a land flowing with milk and honey, and the place is wonderful.
但是呢
，but
我们知道有很多但是，对不对
？We know there's many buts.
但是呢。那个地方的迷又高又大，那个城墙又大又坚固，甚至是高的顶天。
But the people over there is strong and tall, and the wall is high, and the people are really strong.
而且那里有巨人在那里。
And there is monsters and giants there. Giants there.
所以这个十二个探子就说，我们在他们的面前，我们就消化了，我们打不过他们。
And the 12 spies says, we melt before them, we cannot go against them.
所以后来以色列民听见这些怎么样呢？
So when the Israelites heard this, what happened?
那以色列民听见这个事情的时候，他们就抱怨，他们就向神发怨言。
And when the Israelites heard it, they complained against God.
他们对神怎么说？
What did they say to God?
他们对耶和华怎么说？
What did they tell Yahweh?
他们对在旷野当中带领他们的耶和华怎么说？
What did they say to the Lord God who led them through the wilderness?
他说耶和华你恨我们。
They said, Oh Lord God, you hated us.
他说你把我们从埃及领出来，你是要让我们死在旷野，死在那个亚摩利人的手中。
You led us out of Egypt to die in the land of Amorites.
所以你不爱我们，你是要除灭我们。
So you do not love us, you hate us actually.
所以上帝听到这个话的时候，作为一个在旷野当中带他们的，像一个父亲一样带他们的这样一个父亲，上帝就非常的生气。
And when God heard these words, whom he has from the children whom he has brought through the wilderness, he was angered.
所以上帝说：“你这恶世代的人，你们一个也不得进入那个我岂是应许给你们的迦南美地。”
And so God said, "Not one of these men of this evil generation shall see the good land."
除了约书亚和迦勒
，except Joshua and Caleb.
然后上帝对迦勒的祝福是什么？他脚所踏过的地方，我都要赐给他和他子孙。
And why is the blessing to Caleb? He says that he will give to him the land on which he has trodden.
因为他专心的跟随我。
Because he has wholly followed the Lord.
所以因为这件事情，所以他们在卡但是巴尼亚的时候没有直接进入迦南地。
So because of this incident, they did not enter straight into Canaan from Kadesh Barnea.
他们又掉头，然后又转回来，从这里上去。
And they reversed and came down south again from the other way up.
然后四十年
，for 40 years，
他们的一代人全部死光。
The whole generation perished.
所以这就是今天这段经文的一个背景。
This is the background of the scripture today.
那我们在今天这段经文当中，我们要思想一个，就是说做父亲的责任是什么。
And we are to ponder on the responsibility of the father from this section of scripture.
那么可能会问，这段经文和做父亲有什么关系呢？
Perhaps you will ask what's the relation between becoming a father and this section of scripture.
那么我们可以看31节，摩西在这里对以色列人怎么说？
And we can look at verse 31, what did Moses tell the Israelites?
摩西对以色列人怎么说？摩西说，耶和华在你们所行的一切的路上，在旷野的路上，你们看到耶和华是怎么为你们征战，他就好像父亲抚养儿子一般的抚养你们。
And so he said, and in the wilderness where you have seen how the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son all the way that you went until you came to this place.
所以摩西在这里说得很清楚，耶和华带领你们就好像是父亲带领孩子一样。
So Moses said it very clearly here, the Lord God carries you just like a man carries his son.
就好像是父亲抚养孩子一样。
Like a father carrying his son.
所以我们在这里就可以思想耶和华在这个旷野的道路上面怎样带领以色列人，怎样抚养以色列人。所以我们就知道我们做父亲的责任是什么。
We can ponder how God led Israelites through the wilderness and reflect on how we should be a father.
所以我们从四个方面思想，第一个方面就是带领 ，leading。
And first, it's the aspect of leading.
那么第二个方面就是，第二个方面是 fighting， 神怎么样为他们征战，神怎样保护他们。
And second aspect is fighting and protecting the people.
那第三个方面就是神在这旷野当中怎样抚养他们，怎样供给他们。
And the third aspect is how he raised them up and how to provide it for them.
然后第四个方面是 principles， 是 principles 在所有的里面的，就是说神。怎么样的理解他们，了解他们，知道他们。
And the fourth aspect is how God Himself knows these people.
所以我们先看第一个方面，神的带领。
First, leading.
那么在第三十节里面，摩西在这里说：“耶和华在你们前面行，行在你们前面的耶和华。”
And verse 30, Moses says, "The Lord your God who goes before you, the one who goes before you."
在第三十三节里面，他说：“耶和华在行在你们前面，为你们找安营的地方。”
In verse 33, it says again, "Who the Lord your God who went before you in the way to seek you out a place to pitch your tent."
他说他夜间在火柱里面，日间在云柱里面，指示你们所当行的路。
And in fire by night, in the cloud by day, to show you by what way you should go.
所以我们在这里看到耶和华神对以色列的带领。
We see the guidance and the leading of the Lord.
所以他行在他们的前面，所以耶和华的云柱在哪里？然后以色列就往哪里走，耶和华的云柱停在哪里，他们就在哪里扎营。
He goes before them, and wherever the cloud is, the people are, and wherever it stops, the people stop.
首先，神的带领是最好的。
And first of all, God's guidance and leading is the best.
在哥林多前书的二章九节里面，保罗这么说：神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, therefore it is written that all the what God has prepared is something that is so wonderful that eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, and our hearts have not fathomed.
这句话的意思很简单，大家都能够理解，对不对？
You can understand this verse very simply.
这句话的意思就是说，耶和华为我们所预备的是最好的，是超过我们想象的。
And whatever that God has prepared for is the best, is better than all our imaginations.
但是我们在理解这句话的时候，我们要注意几点。
But in understanding this verse, we are to note several observations.
第一点就是说，在这句话里说得很明白，神不是为每一个人所预备的，而是为爱他的人所预备的。
First of all, it is not towards everyone that God prepares this wonderful thing, but only towards those who love him.
所以这句经文不是对每一个人的应许，而是为爱他的人，愿意遵守他命令的人，愿意来跟随他的人，愿意顺服他的人，愿意花时间与他亲近的人。
It's not a promise to everyone, but to those who love him, to those who draw near to him, to those who pray to him.
所以神是为爱他的人所预备的。
And so God prepares for those who love him.
那么第二点，我们在这里要第二要注意的事情，那么神我们所认为的最好的，并不是神所认为的最好的，并不一定是神所认为的最好的。
And the second point is that our imagination of best might not be the best that God has for us.
因为我们对最好的理解，我们是从这个世界的角度去理解，我们所理解的是什么？平平安安，一帆风顺，对不对？生意兴隆，然后是还有什么
？Because our understanding of the best is from this aspect of the world, is just to be peaceful, prosperous, and successful. Perhaps.
所以你们在微信里面那个祝福，当人离开的时候，那个祝福就知道你们所认为的最好的是什么。
And when in WeChat all the blessings that you send, you know that what's the best for you in this.
一帆风顺。
Journey mercy.
生意兴隆。
Prosperous in your business.
财源广进
，much more money。
所以这是我们从这个世界的角度所理解的最好的。但是神所理解的最好的，并不是从世界的角度而理解，而是从属灵的角度去理解的。
Our definition of the best many times come from the world, but the definition of God's best is from the spiritual realm.
而是从属灵的角度来看，有什么样是对你属灵的造就是最好的。
And from the spiritual realm, what is the best for your soul?
是什么样能才能够让你能够更加的圣洁，让你呢才能够更加能够越来越像基督的样式。
What is it that is best for you to become more holy, that you can become conformed to the image of Christ?
所以从这个角度讲，有可能不是那个财源广进。
So from this aspect, perhaps it's not getting more prosperous.
有可能是灾难，有可能是痛苦。
Perhaps it's trials and sufferings.
所以神的最好，并不是我们所认为的最好。
So God's best may not be our best.
因为第一个方面，它不是从这个世界的角度来看的。
Because it's not from the perspective of this world.
第二个方面，神所我们的最好的话，是我们从这个从我们活在这个世上七八十年的这个时间段来看，什么是最好的。
And our best is defined by our lives in this earth, 70 to 80 years.
所以我们从这七八十年的时间段来，我们来定义什么对我们来在这七八十年，我们在这人生当中什么是最好的。
So in this short temporal time, we are to define what's best for us.
但是神看这个最好的时候，不是从这七八十年的时间来看的。
But when God defined best, is not from this 70 to 80 over years.
而神是从永生来看的。
But he's looking from it from the point of eternity.
如果从永生来看，这七八十年算什么
？In eternity, what is this 70 over 80 years?
这七八十年算什么？我们在学过数学的人都知道，对不对？你七八十年，你七八百年，你七八千年，跟一个无穷大比，那是算什么
？We know that 70 to 80 years, even 7 millenniums to 8 millenniums is just a little bit compared.
所以神是从永生的角度来看，什么是对我们最好的
？So God defines best from the perspective of eternity.
所以这里有一个，就有一个非常尖锐的一个例子。
So there is a very pointed example here.
比方说，对死亡来说。
For example, towards death.
我们知道在这七八十年的角度去看死亡一定是最不好的对不对
We know that in this 70 of the 80 years death is the worst thing that can happen
因为 对我们来说死了什么都没有了嘛
Because to us if we die then we lose everything
但是如果你从永生的角度看神从永生的角度看那个死亡不一定是最差的
But in eternity death may not be the worst thing
如果从永生的角度来看的话死亡有可能是一个祝福
From the perspective of eternity death may be a blessing
所以我们知道那些殉道者不是每一个人都能想当的那是个福气
We know that not everybody can become martyr It's a blessing to be one
所以在这我们要注意这几点神所认为的最好的可能并不是我们所认为的最好
So we have to observe that God's definition of best may not be our definition of best
所以 这样的话该怎么样呢我们要把神的那个最好的拉到我们这边来了吗
So how are we to ponder on this? Are we to pull what's God's best to us?
还是说我们的我们要调整我们最好的那个标准来适应神的那个标准
Or are we to change our definition of best so that we can test what's best for us?
还是我们要从神的角度去看所有的这些事情
Or are we to see from the perspective of God towards all these things?
所以当我们从神的角度去看所有的这些事情的时候那些苦难那些灾难可能都不是灾难反而是祝福
When we understand from God's perspective all these trials and sufferings may not be difficulties but blessings to us
所以上帝的带领是最好的这是圣经上告诉我们的
So God's leading is the best This is what the Bible tells us
第二个上帝的带领是超越我们的想象的
And secondly Whatever that God has God's leading is beyond our imagination
所以我们在看到神对以色列人的带领就知道从那个歌山地到迦南地只有14天的路程最短的路程
We know that from this journey that even though from Goshen to Canaan there's only 14 days journey the shortest one
但是上帝没有带他们走那个最短的路程上帝带他们在旷野里面绕了40年
But God did not lead them on this 14 day journey but they went on round 40 years
你怎么想象这个问题你怎么解释这个问题
How can you explain this problem
我没有办法想象对不对我们没有办法解释对不对
We cannot explain can we
上帝有他的原因
God has his reasons
上帝有的时候不一定向我们启示他的原因
God sometimes may not reveal to us his reasons
就像上帝带领以色列人的时候出埃及的时候可以走那个最近的路可以沿着地中海走最近的路但是上帝却没有带领他们而是往下走走到那个红海那里
God could have led them on this short journey by the Mediterranean Sea but he led them on a longer one
想象你是以色列人然后你走到红海边上你看到你面前是一片茫茫的大海
And imagine you are an Israelite You came to the Red Sea And it's just sea before you
你后面是什么
What's behind you
你后面是什么
Who's behind you
后面是千军万马 是那个埃及的千军万马在后面追赶你要来杀你
And chariots and horses And soldiers are behind you to destroy you
前面是没路了前面是大海 后面是追兵
Before you is sea and it's, there's no more road and behind you is
怎么会这样上帝怎么会带领我们到这个天到这个山穷水尽的地步对不对
How can the Lord lead you to such dead end?
但是我们在最后看到什么我们在最后看到上帝把红海飞开然后以色列人就从那个海里面走过去了
But eventually we saw that the Red Sea was split And then the Israelites went through dry ground
我们看到埃及人也跟着走过去但是那个红海就合上把他们全部淹死
Egyptians tried to cross But the Red Sea falls down on them
所以上帝有的时候上帝的带领是超过我们所理解的
So God's guidance is sometimes beyond our rational thinking
那么第三点上帝的带领是非常清楚的
And thirdly God's guidance is clear
所以我们在33节就可以看到上帝在夜间在火柱里面带领他们一日间在云柱里面带领他们
In verse 33 it says that in fire by night in the cloud by day the Lord guides
那是非常清楚的然后云柱动他们就动云柱停他们就停
It's very clear whenever the cloud moves they move whenever it stops they stop
那今天我们很多的弟兄姐妹我们说上帝对我们的带领还是这样的清楚吗我们有很多的疑问
And perhaps brothers and sisters today we doubt whether God guides us in such clear way
那造成这种疑问一般有下面几个原因
There are several reasons that creates doubt in your hearts
第一个原因就是我们对圣经不清楚所以我们也不知道上帝怎么带领我们
First we are not familiar with the Bible We do not know how God leads us
所以我们可能圣经也没有读过一遍，我们也不知道上帝在圣经里面说什么。所以你就根本没有办法知道上帝怎样带领你们。
And we do not even we are not familiar with the Bible. We do not even know how God will lead.
所以第二个原因可能是与我们与神的关系不是很 close， 我们没有花时间与神亲近。所以当圣灵借着神的话语与我们说话的时候，我们也不知道。
And secondly, perhaps we are not close. We don't have a close relationship with God. So even when God speaks to us in His Holy Spirit, we do not know.
所以第三个原因可能是我们的世界被这个世界充满，我们的心被这个世界充满，所以我们的心里面满是荆棘。
And thirdly, perhaps our hearts is filled with the distraction of this world.
所以，但比方说，当我们去选择去哪个大学读书的时候，哪个地方去读 PhD 的时候，我们说主啊，求你来带领我们。
So, for example, when we say where do you want to go for college or for PhD, we say, "Oh Lord, may you lead us."
但我们选择的时候，一定是选择那个排名在前面的那个大学。
But when we choose, it's always the one.At the top.
但我们找工作的时候，我们说主啊，因为你来带领我们。
And when we're looking for job, we ask God to lead us.
但我们在选择的时候，一定选择那个薪水最高的。
But when we choose the one with the highest pay.
所以当我们选择女朋友的时候，我们说主啊，你来带领我。
So when we want to choose our spouse, we ask God to lead us.
在当我们在选择的时候，一定选择那个最漂亮的。
But when we choose the one that's most beautiful.
所以我们的世界被我们的心被这个世界的情欲所充满的时候，你又没有办法知道神的带领。
And so when our hearts is filled with the desire of this world, we are not clear of the guidance of the Lord.
那么第四个原因的话，可能就是说你所期望的神的带领，并不是你所期望的神给你的带领。
And fourthly, perhaps the guidance that God has for you is not the one that you're expecting.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是当我们对我们这些信主很多年的，我们有一个诱惑。
And to us who have been believers for many time, we have these temptations.
我们以为我们能够明白神的心意，我们以为就一件事情发生，我们就一下子知道神要怎么做。
We thought that we understand God's will very well, and we know that well, we thought that when something happened, we.
所以我们有这个诱惑，我们有这个诱惑，想就是能够去 master God.
We have this temptation to master God.
那比方说，在我这个 R1 的这个签证上面，我就很想知道的是，就是说这个能不能批下来，将来会怎么样。
So on this issue of my R1 pass, I really wanted to know what's the end of this.
我们很想知道明天会怎么样，明天会发生什么事情。
We really wanted to know what will happen tomorrow.
但是上帝并没有应许告诉我们说他会告诉我明天会怎么样。
But God doesn't promise us to tell us what will happen tomorrow.
上帝应许我们的是什么？
What does God promise us?
上帝告诉我们说他是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
God says that He is the lamp of our feet, the light of our road.
他是告诉我们说，你们不要为明天忧虑。
He says, "Do not be worried about tomorrow."
很多时候我们想知道明天怎么样，但上帝告诉我们说，你们不要知道明天怎么样，你们只要知道谁掌管明天。
Many times we want to know what's happening tomorrow, but God says, "Don't worry about tomorrow. Just know who holds tomorrow."
所以在我这个事情上面，就是上帝不断的从各种方式，然后从各种方面，然后给我一句话。
And God has given me this word from different ways and different times.
就是以赛亚书里面所说的，我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念。
That is in Isaiah, my ways are higher than your ways, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
然后上帝又把那个在罗马书十一章里面保罗所说的那个呀，谁能知道上帝的心呢？谁来做他的谋士呢？把这个话赐给。
In Romans 11, it says that who can be the counselor of God? Who can know the will of God?
我前段时间去费城参加我的毕业典礼，然后那天早上，一个弟兄送我到火车站。
And previously I was in Philadelphia for my graduation. A brother sent me to the train station.
然后后来他离开了，然后我在火车站的时候就收到他发的一条短信，然后他说在他回去的路上，然后有一段经文在他的脑子里面，他示爱给我。
And so when he was gone, and he sent me a short message about the Bible verses that he was pondering on his way back.
就是在传道书里面的那句话，就是上帝定准了人的界限，但是上帝所做的从古至今，谁又能够明白呢？
And so it's in Ecclesiastes, God has set the time for man, but whatever the God has set, what can man understand?
所以上帝从各种各方面来告诉我这句话，我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念。
And God has shown to me in various ways that His ways is higher than mine, and His thoughts is higher than mine.
所以我们所做的就是相信他，依靠他，来赞美他，不要试图想弄清楚啊，明天到底会怎么样。
What we can do is to trust in him and to praise him, not to know what happens tomorrow.
所以这是上帝在旷野当中对以色列的像一个父亲一样带领儿子一样来带领他们。
And so the Lord leads the people in Israel like the father leading a son.
上帝不但像一个父亲带领儿子一样带领他们，而且像一个父亲保护孩子一样来保护他们，来为他们征战。
And not only did the Lord lead them, but he fights and he protects them.
所以摩西在这里要以色列人回顾，他说：“你们要回顾你们在埃及在旷野，神是如何为你们征战的。”
And so Moses asked them to recap of what happened in the wilderness, how God fights for them and how God protects them.
然后在埃及里面，在埃及里面，你们200万人，你们没有手无寸铁，神是怎么样把你们从那个当时最强的这个国家里面带出来的
？And in Egypt, 2 million of you with no weapons at all, how did God lead you out of that slavery?
200万人是怎样把你们从法老的那个权势下面带出来
？How can these 2 million people came out from the grips of Pharaoh?
然后在红海的时候，你们前面是法老的千军万，你们后面是法老的千军万马。然后你们怎样胜过他
？And in the Red Sea, behind you were the armies of Pharaoh. How did you gain victory?
所以你们要思想神怎样为你们征战，神怎样是那个红海河上把埃及的千军万马全部歼灭。
You have to rethink again how God has destroyed the army of Pharaoh behind you.
所以在那个过红海了之后，以色列人就向耶和华唱歌，大大的赞美他。
So after they've crossed the Red Sea, the people of Israel praised him in this. In
他说：“耶和华是我们的力量，我们的诗歌是我们的拯救。”
It says, "The Lord is our strength, our song, and our salvation."
所以他是我们的神，我们要赞美他，我们要尊崇他。耶和华是战士，他的名是耶和华。
He is our God, and we are to praise him. His name is Jehovah. We are to praise him.
我们也知道在旷野里面，然后耶和华怎样为以色列人征战。
And we know that in the wilderness, how the Lord has fought for Israel.
当他们第一次和亚玛力人征战的时候，约书亚带着以色列人和亚玛力人征战，然后摩西在山上。当他的手举起的时候，以色列就得胜；当他的手放下的时候，以色列就战败。
And so in the wilderness, when they are fighting against Amalekites, how the Lord has guided them, lead Joshua to defeat the army.
所以这告诉我们说，那是耶和华在为他们征战。
This tells us that the Lord is fighting for them.
所以耶和华在为他们征战，像父亲一样的为他们征战，来保护他们。
And so the Lord is fighting for them, just like a father fighting for his son.
然后第三点，耶和华不单是为他们征战，而且供给他们，供养他们。
And not only did God fight for them, but also raise them up and provide.
在旷野里面，他们没有吃的时候，然后神就赐给他们玛拿；他们没有喝的时候，神就让击打磐石，让磐石出水来。
When they have no food, God gave them manna. When they have no water, God gave them streams of water from in the wilderness.
而且不但在肉体上供应他们，也在精属灵上供应他们，所以把他们的神把他的律法赐给他们。
And not only did he provide them with physical needs, but also with spiritual needs. He gave them the law.
而且神的帐幕在他们的当中。
And there's the tabernacle of the Lord amongst them.
然后神不但的去供给他们，而且神也是知道以色列人，要了解以色列人。
And not only did he raise and provide for them, he also knows them.
我们知道神是全知的神，神对所有的认识都是直接的、马上的、直接的认识。
We know that God is omniscient, so he knows everything immediately.
所以神是完全的知道以色列人，知道他们的软弱，知道他们的罪，知道他们的性情。
So God knows the state of their faith, their weaknesses, and their sins.
所以在出埃及记的13章的时候，那么神就说，神就跟以色列人，神就说他不带他们走那个靠近地中海的那个短路，那个捷径，因为他知道以色列人害怕他们。看到打仗，他们就退去了。
So in Exodus 13, the Lord actually said he did not bring them along the short route because they know that they will face with armies and the people might just be discouraged.
所以神知道以色列人，知道他们的软弱。
So God knows their weakness.
所以我们在这里看到神在旷野当中如何像父亲抚养孩子一样抚养这个以色列人。
So in the wilderness, we see how God as a father leads Israel as a father leads a son.
所以他知道他们。
He knows them.
所以他也供养他们。
He provides for them.
所以他保护他们
，He protects them，
他也领导他们
，And he leads，
带领他们
，And he guides them。
所以我们下面就要谈，我们要花几分钟的时间要谈，我们做一个父亲如何能够来模仿着我们的上帝天父上帝的形象来做一个父亲。
So as a father, how can we model after God to be a godly father？
如何来知道我们的孩子
？How can we come to know our children？
如何来带领我们的孩子
？How can we lead our children？
如何来保护我们的孩子
？How can we protect them？
如何来供养我们的家庭
？And how can we provide for our family？
那么在这当中的话，我们要首先谈谈耶稣基督。我们知道旧约都是以耶稣为中心的，对不对
？And we know that we have to look at Jesus Christ because the Old Testament points to Him.
因为天父上帝待以色列人如儿子一样，因为就是说以色列人在耶稣基督里面成为神的儿子。
And God leads the Israel as His children because the Israelite in Christ has become.
因为他们与基督的联合，所以因为基督是神的儿子，他们与基督的联合，所以他们就成为神的儿子。
And because Jesus Christ is the Son of God, their union with Christ made them children of God.
正是因为这样的原因，所以神在旷野当中才把对待他们像对儿子一样对待他们。
So it is because of this union that God treats them as children.
第二个方面，因为我们是与基督联合的。
And secondly, because we are united to Christ.
所以我们与基督联合，所以我们才有这样的能力，才有这样的power, 才能够去模仿天父上帝的样子。
And because we are united to Christ, then we have the power to imitate God.
因为耶稣基督是天父上帝真的形象。
Because Jesus Christ is the true image of God.
所以我们通过模仿耶稣来模仿天父上帝。
So through modeling Jesus, we come to model God.
所以我们只有在耶稣基督里面我们才能够去模仿我们的天父上帝。
So only in Jesus Christ can we model God the Father.
所以我们这个思想我们怎样去来模仿我们的上帝作为一个父亲。
So as a father, we have to ponder how can we model after God.
首先我们要花时间给我们的孩子我们要去了解他们我们要去认识他们我们要去成为他们的朋友。
First, we have to spend time with our children to know them, to become their friend.
所以你要花时间给你的孩子，要陪他一起玩，要陪他一起聊天，要成为他的朋友。
You have to spend time with children. You have to talk to them and you have to play with them.
因为只有你了解他，你才知道怎样去带领他。
Because only when you know them, then you will know how to lead them.
然后我们在了解他之后，所以我们还要做的就是带领他。我们带领他的目的是要把他带到上帝的面前，是要把他带到人格的成熟，是要把他带到这能力上的一个成熟。
And after knowing them, we are to lead them before the Lord, to lead them to maturity.
所以我们要把他带，我们怎样的带领他？像天父上帝带领以色列人一样，天父上帝永远是行在以色列人的前面的。
How are we to lead them? We are to lead them like how the Lord led Israelites, that He's always before them.
所以你要行在你的孩子的前面。
So you are to walk before your children.
所以今天你不要你自己在看手机，然后你对你的孩子说不要去玩 iPad。
So don't set a bad example of playing your own handphones and ask your children not to do it.
你要行在他的前面，你要先把你的手机放下。
You are to go before him and you are to set an example for him.
所以你要把你的孩子带到上帝面前，你自己要成为一个敬虔的榜样。
You are to lead your children before the God. You are to have an example of piety.
你要把你的孩子带成一个人格上的成熟的人，你自己首先人格上要成为成熟。
If you want to lead them to maturity, you have to be mature yourself.
所以你要行在他的前面。
So you are to walk before him.
那第三点就是说你要保护你的孩子，你不光是在肉体上的保护，要保护他们。像今天美国可能有很多 burglar 是吧？闯入你的家庭当中。你要保护他们。
And thirdly, you have to protect them, not just physically, even though you have to protect them physically from burglars, for example.
还有这个属灵上的保护他们，你要保护他们免受这个世界的各种各样异教的影响。
But also spiritual protection from all the heresies of this world.
今天这个世界上有很多的假先知来教导很多的假道理，来告诉你们应当怎么去做。然后你要保护你的孩子，要远离这些，比方说好莱坞的那些假先知的教导。
So there are many false prophets today that propagates false teaching. How are you to protect your children from these false ideas?
还有这些社会上所谓的专家的那个这些假先知的教导，你要保护他们。
The professionals of the society who propagates false teachings.How are you to protect them?
然后第四点就是说，你不但要保护他们，而且你要供养他们。作为一个父亲来说，你要供养他们，包括这个肉体上的供应，你要去赚钱，你要去养家，你要去来承担这个养家的责任。
And fourthly, not just protecting, but you have to provide for them. You have to be the breadwinner to provide for your family.
也包括属灵上的供应。就是说，你要带领你这个，你要在属灵上去喂养他们。当孩子有难处的时候，你要去与他谈话，你要去辅导他。
And also spiritual provision when he has problems with spiritual life, you are to help him and to guide him.
你要带领你们家庭的敬拜。
And you are to lead the worship of your family.
在属灵上来供应他。
The spiritual provision.
好，最后从这个最后一点就是说，是对在座的青少年。
And last point is for
做孩子的。
And children of in our congregation.
所以你们要尊重你们的父亲。
You are to respect your father.
因为尊重父亲就是尊重神。
Because respecting your father is respecting God.
因为你不尊重父亲，就是不尊重神。
If you do not respect your father, you do not respect God.
那我们在这里看到一个对比。
We see here a comparison.
耶和华像父亲一样带领以色列人，但是我们看到的不尊重耶和华的人，会他的结局是什么样
？The Lord is as a father who led the Israelite, but we see those who rebel against him. What's their end?
所以这些人说耶和华恨我们，把我们从埃及带出来，要让我们死在这里。
These people say the Lord hates us that he led us out of Egypt to die here.
他们不没有像父亲那样去尊重他，没有像父亲那样去去顺服他。
They did not respect
去相信他
and trust God like they trust their father.
他们怀疑他
They doubted him.
所以最后耶和华说，这恶世代的人一个也不得进入那个应许之地。
So eventually the Lord says, not even one of this evil generation shall see the good land.
但是对尊重他的人，神是怎样的？
But for those who respect him, what does God say?
唯有加勒的儿子，因为他所他脚掌所踏过的地方，我都赐给他，以及他的子孙。
Except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and I will give the land on which he has trodden.
所以我们在这里看到一个明显的对比，那个敬畏耶和华的人结局是怎么样？不敬畏耶和华的人结局是怎么样？
So we see a strong comparison here between those who respect the Lord and those who don't.
所以你要敬重你的父亲，像敬重神一样。
So you have to respect your father just like how you respect God.
因为你尊重父亲就是尊重神。
So if you respect God, respect your father, that is you respect God.
如果你尊重你的父亲，你就得祝福；如果你不尊重你的父亲，就是咒诅。
If you do not respect, if you respect your father, you will be blessed. If you do not, you will be cursed.
好，最后我们做一个总结。
And finally, we will conclude.
所以我们在这里看到，就是耶和华在这个旷野当中带领以色列人，像父亲带儿子一样的带领他们。
So over here, we see how the Lord lead the Israelites in the wilderness, just like a father leading his son.
我们在这里看到耶和华在怎样的带领，他首先是知道他们。
First of all, we see how he knew them.
然后他供应他们。
He provides for them.
他为他们征战来保护他们。
He protects them in their fights.
他带领他们。
And he leads them.
所以作为一个父亲，我们对我们孩子的责任是什么？对我们家庭的责任是什么？
So what's the responsibility as a father to the family and to the children?
所以你不管对你的孩子，对你的太太也是这样的责任。
Not only to your children, but also to your wife.
首先你要理解，你要知道他们。
First, you have to know them.
我在为我们在座的父亲，在座的丈夫。你真知道你的太太吗？你真知道你的孩子吗
？I ask the husbands and the fathers in this congregation, do you really know your children or your wife?
然后你要保护他们。
Then you have to protect them.
不光是肉体上的保护，还有属灵上的保护。
Not only physically, but also spiritually.
然后你要供应他们，不光是肉体上的供应，还有属灵上的供应。
And then you have to provide for them, not just physically, but also spiritually.
最后要带领他们，带领他们不光是要把他们带到上，把他们带到上帝的面前，也要把他们带到人格上的一个成熟。
And you have to lead them, not just before the Lord, but also lead them to maturity.
那么对孩子来说，对在座的孩子来说，你们要尊重你们的父亲。
And to the children and the youth, you are to respect your father.
好，这就是我们父亲节的信息。
And this is the Father's Day message that we have.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们把这段经文仰望交托在你的手中，是吧？愿你帮助我们在座的父亲，在座的丈夫，成为一个合格的丈夫，成为一个合格的父亲。
O Lord, Father, we commit this scripture into your hands. We pray that you help the fathers and the husbands of our congregation to be a godly ones.
愿我们能够花时间在我们的家庭当中，给我们的太太花时间，给我们的孩子。
That we spend time in our family with our wife and children.
愿我们能够来带领他们，能够来保护他们，能够供养他们。
May we be able to lead them, to protect them, and to provide for them.
也在这里，也在这里向你祈求，求你真的让我们在座的做孩子的能够尊重我们的父亲。
And we pray that over here, Lord, that you give the youth the strength to respect their father.
因为父亲是你在家庭当中所设立的权柄。
Because father is the authority that you have set in the family.
他是代表你，是你的形象。
He represents you, is your image.
所以求你帮助我们来尊重。父亲
，May you help us to respect our father.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.